Chapter 11. Stuck in the Middle and Glad.
Thank goodness I was born a middle child. When a firstborn child comes into this world, his mother and father have no experience being parents. If they make big mistakes with the firstborn, it is little wonder. And while these first-time parents place extremely high expectations on their first child, they also have a tendency to be overprotective and unnecessarily strict. This puts a lot of pressure on the firstborn. Thus, the firstborn child tends to become highly motivated and ambitious, but also emotionally volatile and quick to anger. Then the little brothers and little sisters come along, and the firstborn is expected to take on more responsibility in the family, to become a part-time mother or father. Some people say that this is a good thing, that this helps the firstborn develop leadership skills and a sense of responsibility. I disagree. What really happens is the firstborn comes to believe it is his birthright to always be in charge, to be the one making the big decisions. He becomes bossy and manipulative. Everything always has to be done his way. This is certainly the case with my older brother Rick. He, my little sister Jenna, and I are all adults now, but whenever we plan anything, an anniversary celebration for our parents, a picnic with all our kids, a simple trip to a coffee shop for a chat, Rick has to decide everything. Oh, sure, he makes a show of letting us make suggestions, but in the end, Jenna and I have to agree to do everything exactly the way he wants to do it. Otherwise, he treats us like ignorant, disobedient children. Say, for example, Jenna and I want to take Mom and Dad to a new seafood restaurant that everybody's talking about, but Rick wants to stick with the same sandwich shop we've been going to for years. The three of us discuss it, sure, but in the end, we go to the sandwich shop. At the sandwich shop, Rick will keep giving Jenna and me this smug look, as if, of course, he has made the right decision, and of course, we never could have. Lastborn children are just as bad as firstborn children, maybe even worse. By the time the lastborn comes along, parents have relaxed their rules greatly, lowered their expectations, and generally don't mind if the last child remains a baby forever. That's why the lastborn child is so often referred to as the baby of the family, even if she's 33 years old, like my sister Jenna. And that's why the last child remains so immature her entire life, why she makes such little effort to accomplish anything, why she wants and expects others to take care of her and to solve her problems forever. What I hate most about the lastborn child, though, is her total reliance on her one and only skill, the ability to make puppy dog eyes. Whenever she does anything wrong, she just looks at you with those puppy dog eyes, like a sad little puppy that has lost its mother, and expects you to forgive her completely. I can remember being 10 years old and being sent to my room and losing 3 weeks' allowance because I accidentally hit a baseball through our neighbor's living room window. But a few years later, when my sister hit a ball through the very same window, my father took one look at her puppy dog eyes and gave her a gentle kiss on the cheek. After that, he took her out for an ice cream cone. A few weeks ago, Jenna's husband telephoned me. He was in a rage. Jenna was at our neighbor's and accidentally backed our new car into a tree. The tree fell over and went right through their living room window. I ran over to see if she was all right, and she just got out of the car with those puppy dog eyes of hers. I wanted to kill her, but all I could say was, "It's all right, honey." And you can surely guess what I told my brother-in-law. You shouldn't have married a last-born child. Yes, there's no doubt about it. Middle-born children are the best. They receive neither too much nor too little attention from their parents. From the beginning, they are literally in the middle. They become tolerant of others and very sensitive to injustice. They become great mediators, negotiators, and peacemakers. They love meeting and talking to others and treating everyone as an equal. They make excellent friends. They become truly responsible, not bossy, not manipulative, members of society. As their parents neither put high expectations upon them nor baby them, middle children have to find their own ways in life. They become very adaptive. They are not afraid to search out their own dreams, to become true individuals. So let me say this one more time. Thank goodness I'm a middle child.